Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board asks for public comment on changes to the collection development policy. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Public Library Board has made the changes to the collection development policy available to the public for comment. They announced via Facebook the existing policy and the changes are currently on the library website for review. The comment period is open until May 30th. A special meeting will be held on June 8th at 4 p.m. at the public library. Citizens will be able to express their views or objections to the policy changes during the special meeting. You can also submit written comments to the Campbell County Library Board at the Public Library at 2101 South 4J Road during normal business hours or via email. The notice of intent to adopt rules, the proposed collection development policy, and the existing collection development policy are available for review at the following link: campbellcountywy.gov/2219/policies. Groups push for virtual testimony in Maine legislative session. After the Wyoming Legislature's Management Council guaranteed the right to remote public testimony during the interim legislative session, good governance groups are pushing lawmakers to extend virtual testimony during the regular winter session as well. Jen Lowe with the Equality State Policy Center says there will still need to be rules on how many people can comment and for how long, but virtual participation is a cat that can't be put back into the bag. Quote, people have to be able to participate meaningfully in government. And in a state like Wyoming that is so large and so challenging to travel across during the winter, that folks are able to participate virtually. Some lawmakers have pushed back against remote testimony, pointing to technical challenges, such as getting microphones and cameras working properly, that can gum up the process. Others cut off remote testimony as one of the ways to manage an increased interest from members of the public on hot-button issues. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.